Hello, and welcome to the Calm at Midlife podcast. My name's Maria Richardson. I'm a coach who focuses on helping women navigate the unique challenges and transitions that come with reaching midlife. Each week you'll hear me talk about what midlife is for women today. We'll explore the calm and midlife model that I've developed, and we'll discuss how they can find peace, balance and fulfillment as these women navigate the complexities of midlife with grace and resilience. I'm so excited to share today's episode with you, so let's get on with the show. Today's episode is the M in Calm. So we've covered clarity, acceptance, learning. Now I want to move on to the M. Now, when I was developing the model, I played around with the M a bit because I wasn't sure what I wanted M to stand for. As I've mentioned before, I've started to learn meditation, so I thought that might be the fourth part of the model. That wasn't sitting right, so I started thinking about other bits I could play with. So as we went from M, I then started thinking, what else is M about? Mental fitness. Now, that's another coaching model I've looked at and I've worked with. But midlife just isn't about mental fitness. And there's lots and lots written out there about well-being and mental health. And we can go to podcasts talking about that. Then I thought about something else I've been hearing about a lot lately is manifesting. Now, when it comes to business, we talk about having positive mindsets and growth mindsets, and you can manifest what you want in the future, you know, positive thinking, a positive mental attitude. If anybody's old enough to remember that from an advert many years ago. But it still wasn't sitting right. So I thought, what else? What else is there that in middle age we start to lose a little bit? And I came up with motivation. Now, I have done a training on motivational maps a couple of years ago, which I really, really loved doing it, because motivation in maps is all about your beliefs and your feelings and your emotional drivers. So that's where I've landed, motivation. Where does our motivation sit in midlife? Now, I read an article recently that says that we start to lose motivation in our 50s. We start to not quite understand what's going on. Have we reached our pinnacle? You know, are we losing our way? We don't know where to go next. But I think if anything, I'm now living proof that in your 50s, you can start a whole new career. I mean, look at me with this podcast. Never thought I'd do it. I'm 57. I'm nearer the end of middle age than the beginning of middle age, if you believe what middle age is. So I think in my midlife, I've got loads more to learn and to go on delivering and helping with. And motivation's one of them. So when you're looking at motivation, it's about your beliefs. How much we actually have belief in ourselves. And again, going back to the coaching I had, I think that was what gave me the belief in that I could do something else. More than anything, it gave me time to think. Precious hours where it was just me and my coach thinking about what I want to do next. And in this last year or so, me and my coach, I've had group coaching, which has been amazing. I think I've mentioned it before, with a group of ladies who run their own businesses and who are needing some coaching as well with their business development. And I've learned loads from them. And some of them are going to be guests on the podcast, which I'm really excited about. But anyway, back to motivation. So motivation essentially is based on your invisible emotional drivers. It's based on your experiences in life. And I want you to think about now, how have your emotions shaped you throughout your life? They're based on our belief system as well, because it's what we learn to believe as we grow, that could be from childhood. It could be in relationships. It could be what you're hearing from other people. There's a good old phrase that I heard many years ago was comparisonitis. How many times do we compare ourselves to other people? We look at other people and we think, oh my word, they're doing really well. Oh, I should be like that. Oh, why don't I look like that? And the media have a lot to answer for that. And that drives some of your beliefs as well. So I played around with motivation, as I said, to get it as the M in calm. And actually, it's motivation is that fuel, the fuel that gets us going, what energy. And, you know, I mentioned PMA earlier, see it in sports people, Linford Christie, now I am showing my age. But, you know, he was the one about that positive mental attitude, and that's where coaching came from, was coaching people to be the best that they could be. But now we coach people in all sorts of arenas. I started learning in personal and business coaching. I'm now doing this with women. And it's, where are we in midlife now? Are we so knackered that we think, oh, this is it, I'm not going to go on? Your body's changing. We've touched on menopause. That was another consideration for M, but I decided that I wasn't going to do that. But your body's changing, and it's not who you were when you started out in life. So I think now with motivation, it's about losing that guilt, looking at what it is that you want to do now. What are you motivated to do? And one of the things I can help with them is what's called a motivational map. Now, as I said, it's a coaching tool I learned, and James Sale, who developed this, absolutely amazing. He developed it for business, really, for employment. But I think that maps can really help women start to look at what their motivators are. Now, you might have done some of these Facebook things where it tells you you're an alchemist or you're, I can't think of anything else, but one of those things that gives you a title. With maps, you don't get a title. You get 9 motivators that we look at that help us understand that actually we have different motivations at different times. And whereas, you know, you could do that assessment that tells you're an alchemist and what you should do to help you with that, there's lots of other tools I've done over the years. I mean, I've done, anybody that's in an HR role will know things like the Myers-Briggs inventory. I've done one called DISC. I've done one called the Strengths Development Inventory. There's loads of them out there. But this is the one tool I've found that actually, it isn't stagnant. You know, I could have a motivator today, which I have, which is about building the business, doing the podcast. But in 18 months, if I'm more established and comfortable with that, it could be that my one of my thinking motivators, one of the other 9 motivators is what's driving me. Or actually, I say there's 9. It's not your top motivator that defines you. It's what you're most comfortable with. And actually, maybe some of the bottom motivators that they're ranked 1 to 9 are the ones that you're hiding from. So if you want to discover more about motivational maps, please feel free to Google. But also, please contact me. I'm happy to go through them with you. But just back into motivation again. It's about motivation really drives us towards our goals. You know, if we want to achieve something and we've got the motivation to do it and the willingness to do it, because I think that's another strong part of motivation. It's about what you want to do. My motivation is build a business. Never thought I'd do that. I thought I'd be NHS through and through all my life. My mindset's changed. So I'm challenging myself, getting out of my comfort zone. And at 57, I don't think that's a bad place to be. Using a motivational map really brings awareness of what's driving me and what I need to work on. And it's that unconscious awareness. We have a conscious, we have unconscious, and we hold a lot of stuff in our unconscious brain, but actually it helps us find what we want to do. Now, there's a couple of books you might want to have a look at that I've really found useful. One of them, and I've mentioned Woo Woo a couple of times, it's Woo Woo and the Science Behind It by David Hamilton. A really good book about how things like Reiki and crystals and other complementary therapies work and or can be scientifically backed up. There's another book I've just started listening to, and this is about willingness to change, because if we think about motivation, it's about change. And if I say, it's a very rude word to start with, so it's UNFUCK, I won't say it out loud, yourself. That book, he talks about willingness to change, and I think that's where the mindset needs to change. My final question, as ever, is, so what are you motivated to change in midlife? Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. I hope you got something out of it. Check out the show notes for more details on the things we talked about today. I'd love to hear your feedback on today's episode. You can find me on my socials on LinkedIn and Maria Richardson Coaching on Instagram and Facebook. I'd love it if you could leave a review. And don't forget to press follow if you want my show to automatically download every week. I can't wait to speak to you on the next episode. Bye for now.